We are up to Simon Tofresh Ein Sein. We are up to Seif Dalet. We are basically finished with the halachas with regards to Achsanoi of a guest, and we discussed those halachas very thoroughly. As a little short recap, I think there's a very interesting bialoch on the side that goes over the basics. He goes over briefly over the basics. Before moving on with Seif Dalet, let us just see this bialocha before we proceed. It's just as a recap, a summary of the halachas we discussed. There's a bialoch on the side with the starting words, V'lehadlik bifnei atzmoi. Kosev ha'chaya Adam. The Chayodom writes, Lefi ma shemavua le'el. According to what discussed earlier, the ikazman adlokoso, hirak ad shetichle, that the main timing of the adlokas neres is until shetichle regal min hashuk. V'yodua, and it is well known, shanoisim leridim, people who travel to the distant markets, noisim kamashois balaylo, they have to buy merchandise and they travel for hours to get to the destination. Velochen, therefore, roy lekol yirei shemaim. It is appropriate for anybody who fears Hashem lehazia leishtoi to tell his wife koydim nesiosu before he travels to the markets. Shetir zehira. She should be careful. Bazeh should be careful with this. Lehadlik techav beitzeitz akachovim. You should tell your wife if you're going to buy merchandise out of town, you should, for a business trip, you should be careful, tell your wife that she should light techav betzeis akichovim. Immediately when it's nacht, she should light. V'hu yismoy chalem. And the husband should rely on the hadlokah, on the lighting of the wife. Umikol mokim, and nevertheless, kshovoy liushpiza, when he gets to destination, yadlik beloy brocha, in order to fill all the opinions, he should light without a brocha. V'yahada lishmoya brocha is mibishachayv lehadlik. And he should try it, if possible at all, he should hear the brochas from where he is. He can't make a bracha himself. V'yane omein, and he should say omein. Adkan Lashon, these are the words of the Chai Odom. I think it's a nice short summary of the halachas that we learned. That tell your wife she can definitely be moitzi the husband wherever she's at home. She can light the bracha in the right time, and the husband who's away, he should have another adlocha there, but certainly without the bracha. Okay, this is just a short summary before we proceed. Seif Dalet, which is the last seif, is actually very relevant. We're going to be discussing over the halachas of the leftovers of the oil. What happens with the leftovers of the oil? What are you allowed to do with the leftovers of the oil? Rabbi Isai, you lit 8 days, and I've got some leftovers. What are you meant to do with it? Save it for next year. Yeah, can you save it for next year? It's not the same. No good. Okay. Yeah, is it different than sukkah? Yeah, atzei sukkah. Any different than atzei sukkah? That sukkah walls. Yeah, what do you tie it?
You want to make it tonight beforehand.
You want to make it tonight.
So that anything left over is cooling.
You want to make it tonight. You want to make a condition before you light on the candles. You make a condition. You say whatever is burning for the mitzvah is fine, but whatever is not burning for the mitzvah, I want it to remain profane. I want it to remain not. I don't want it to have any kedusha in it. And therefore, you claim according to that condition, certainly you'll be able to just use it for anything else. Yeah? Okay. How can you... if it's specific, you're saying since it's specifically designated, how would a condition help? How would a condition help? Interesting questions. Interesting points. And all of those, Imit Shem, will be covered in this next Seif. Seif Dalet. Hanoisa b'yoyim ha-shmini. The leftovers on the 8th day. Min Hashemen, from the oil. Hatzorich leshir hadlokah, which is necessary for the shir, for the half an hour burning. Oiseloi medura, make a fire out of this. V'soir foi bifnei atzmoi, burn it on its own, burn it. Why? Sharei hukta, it's designated, mamash your words, it's designated lemitzvah soi, it's designated for its purpose, for its mitzvah. They've been assigned, they've been designated for Chanukah, so you can't use it for anything else, and after Chanukah, you need to burn it. You need to burn it. And finishes off the Shulchan Aruch, v'im nis'arev b'shemen acher, if it gets mixed up with other types of oils, regular type of oils, ein sh'v'ein sh'ishim levatloi, and it's not, it cannot be nullified, you haven't got 60 against it, So it doesn't become bottle meshishim. We know the famously the concept of bottle meshishim, that everything gets nullified in 60. If you haven't got 60 against it, certainly if you do have 60 against, only a tiny bit of oil, Hanukkah oil got mixed up with loads of non-Hanukkah oil, fine, fair enough. That's bottle meshishim. But if you haven't got 60 against it, yesh misha oima, some say she'en lohoisif olof kedelevatlo, you cannot add in order to create a bittel. We're going to get to that shortly. But let's just start with the first halach of the Shulchan Aruch. The first halach of the Shulchan Aruch tells us that the remains, the leftovers, must be burnt. So the point of it is, that there is a halach, and we touched on it in the earlier seif, that there is a bizui mitzvah. You're not allowed to use a bizui, it's degradation of the mitzvah. Any oil that has been designated for the mitzvah purpose of lighting, you can't use it for anything else. You can't. It's a bizui mitzvah. You can't be mevazet. You can't, it's disrespectful if you use it for anything else. Therefore, Shulchan Aruch paskens, you need to just burn it. You need to burn it. You can't do anything else with it. Now, you are quite right, there is a condition, a t'nai, which over here is, interesting enough, it's not mentioned over here, that t'nai. But a t'nai does work. There is a t'nai that you can make a t'nai. You can make a t'nai, because, and the reason being, that how long does he need to burn, how long does he actually need to burn, that you fulfill the mitzvah? Pardon? Half an hour? Does he need to burn half an hour? Does he need to burn half an hour? It needs to be, exactly, it doesn't actually need to burn for half an hour. It needs to be able, that's right. So that means that really, as we've discussed numerous times, that hadlaka oisa mitzvah, if you just burn it for, if it burns for 1 minute, it's actually fine, as long as it could have burned for another 29. But once hadlaka oisa mitzvah, you've actually fulfilled the mitzvah. Therefore, the rest is not really a mitzvah. So if you say nothing, then normally your mind is that you want all it to burn for mitzvah, and therefore it's hooked to the mitzvah, so you won't be able to use anything else. But you can actually condition that. You can make a condition and say that however much burns. And the leftover, whatever doesn't burn, I don't want any kedusha to be chal on it. And that actually works, and therefore you'd be able to use it for anything else. So if you make a condition, you make a t'nai, that would work. Now, if you don't make a condition, it's hooked to the mitzvah. So it's hooked to, it becomes, it's from the same word as mukta. It's set aside for the mitzvah, and you can't use it for anything else. So if a person does not make a condition, if a person does not make a t'nai, the oil becomes hooked to the mitzvah. So, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch says this halacha applies on the eighth day. Why only on the eighth day? Says, the leftovers on the eighth day, you have to burn it. What happens on the seventh, sixth, fifth night? Exactly. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton you design, it's not a question. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the balaylois hakoidmin, on the earlier night, if there is leftovers, the third night's oil, you can use it for the fourth night. And the fifth night, or you can eat for the sixth. That's not a problem at all. But the problem is only, on the eighth. That's when you're really running into trouble. What are you going to do with leftovers on the eighth night? What are you going to do with it? So the Shulchan Aruch teaches us, you have to burn it. Another interesting point is that the Shulchan Aruch says, min ha-shemen, from the oil. Now, there's another problem. What besides the oil, can you be thinking about? What else is there besides the oil? Exactly. What about the wicks? Min Hashemen, Shulchan Aruch says. Min Hashemen, the oil you need to burn. What about the wicks? Are they also hooked to the mitzvah? It's absorbed in oil, and is it part of the mitzvah? Is it the actual mitzvah? Is it just an enabler of the mitzvah? Pardon? Secondary? Is it secondary to the oil? Is it Ikka, is it a toffel? What is it?
How's it different to the oil? Because you need to light, you need a flame.
Sure, yeah. So the poskim all agree, the consensus of the poskim is they all agree that the wicks have got exactly the same halacha as the oil. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah don't actually mention the wicks. But yes, the contemporary poskim emphasize that the same halach will apply to the wicks as well. You may not use them for anything else. They're hooked to the mitzvah, so they're set aside for the mitzvah, and you'll need to burn them. Why burning them?
You can't throw them away.
Right, what about throwing them away? Good question. What about throwing them away? Can you throw them away? Is it a bizui to throw them away? Yeah, is it disrespectful to put them in the dustbin?
Another thing you can't throw
Double wrap. Double wrap. Put it in the dustbin. What do you do, Rabbi Yosef, with the oil? Leftovers. Let's say with the oil. Wicks. Yeah. What do you? What's generally the minig?
Let it burn through. But the wicks is a bit more difficult.
Yeah. So, the emes is that halacha, as we're learning now, the halacha is the same. So really, I think that many people make a little fire and they burn it all. It's brought down as a minhag on the eighth day of Chanukah. On the eighth day, they actually burn it. You make a little fire and you burn it all. It's quite a common minhag, I believe. They burn it all. I think that's very commonly done. They burn it all. That's not a bizarre mitzvah. Now let me explain why.
You can't do it safe, it's not true.
Well, if you can't do it safe, then I suppose you can't do it that way. Yeah. Right. So what about dustbin? Well, a lot of people, some people actually keep it aside until there's a minhag, which is, that's right. Some people do. Some people keep it until Pesach and they'll burn it then. If you can keep oily stuff, if you can, it's a nice minhag. Some people have that minhag. What about double wrapping and putting in the dustbin? Does that work? Yeah. Does it work for this as well? Double wrapping and putting in the dustbin, the wicks. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the answer is, what do you think, Abbas? Rabbi Yossi, what do you think? I couldn't agree more. Yeah, certainly. Yeah, what do you think? Double wrapping, putting dust in the wicks. So the poskim say it's fine. The poskim do say ideally you don't. Ideally you should burn it because that's what was done when the menorah and the Beis Hamikdash, which is comparable to a lot, very comparable to Hadlokas Nei Chanukah. So there also it was actually burnt. The noisa was burnt as well. The leftovers were burnt as well. So they said ideally you should burn the leftovers of Nei Chanukah as well. And the wicks as well should be burnt ideally. If it's not possible to do that, then yes, it's acceptable to double wrap it and put it in the dustbin. Why double wrapping? Double wrapping is because it's less of a bizu if you double wrap it. It's less of a bizu. So we are saying that really, I would love to once know what the process is if the dustbin, so, you know, what the process is until it actually decomposes. I don't know how it works. Pardon, exactly. I that's what people say, and it's probably true. I just would like to verify that if it's what exactly the process is. Does it eventually get burnt? So people say eventually everything gets burnt anyway. It's not true. Does it? So it doesn't, you see, it's good to hear. Because people generally say that eventually will get burnt. They get burnt, and therefore it's going to get burnt anyway. But you can't put... But we're soon going to hear that we're wrong in this. But what people say is that it's going to get burnt anyway. But the only thing is that you can't put the wicks. It's disrespectful to put the wicks and the oil to put in the dustbin together with all the other, you know, all the other things. But eventually it's going to get burnt. So the idea is to double wrap it. Therefore it's separate to a certain extent than the rest of the rubbish. And therefore it's going to end up getting burnt. But to a certain extent it's detached, it's disconnected to the rest of the rubbish. That's what... Doesn't matter. As long as it's a unit on its own. But you're saying that it's not true. It doesn't get burnt.
I think normal rubbish is landfill sites. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some is burnt.
Right. But isn't it more? I mean, I don't know much about these things. I don't really know much about it. But isn't it more harmful to bury the stuff? Because they're not called poisonous.
If they burnt it, then there'd be tons of carbon.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The garden waste gets burnt.
Oh, I see. They get burnt.
It's biodegradable. If you burn all the rubbish, then the sky would be. If you burn every bit of rubbish, the sky would be covered with
garden. Okay, that's really interesting because this is the Nogela Halacha. Because then it could be that, I don't know if I'm being recorded over here, but maybe it would be better halachically to actually put it with the garden waste, if I may say that. Because if that's really going to get burnt, it might be better. Is that illegal?
Because if you wrap it up,
yeah.
It won't just get burnt with all the rest of the stuff because if you wrap it up in a plastic bag, the guys in the green waistcoat are like, why are they put that rubbish in the bag? They put it with the other rubbish.
Right, okay, yeah, they select it, it goes through, you sieve it through. Okay.
Is it okay to do it without double wrapping if you put it in the
green bit? No, you need to double wrap it anyway.
Then you can't put it in the green bit.
Right.
You can't guarantee
yeah.
it will get
burnt.
It gets buried.
Yeah,
that's what we do to...
Yes, yes. It's a very valid point that you're saying, and it's interesting that we did see some poskim who speak about that. However, the reason why I'm... The main point being over here, but you have a good point. You have a strong argument. But the point over here is that we're trying to get it to be burnt. Because that's what happened to the Noisa in the Beis HaMikdash. We're trying to get it burnt. Although it is acceptable, you're right, it is acceptable to bury it as well. To the large extent, it would be acceptable as well. But we're trying to get it burnt if possible. So what if it's not going to get burnt anyway, then, yeah.
There are regular bins in the Haredi neighborhoods when the Hishtag goes on strike, and they just...
Yeah, and they get burned. That's right. Yeah, yeah. So that's the same. We should introduce that here as well. You're saying, yeah, yeah. Okay. So the ma'isa. So again, halacha the ma'isa. Yes, double wrapping is acceptable. But well, that's an interesting point you're saying. And maybe let me. Okay. A question which is discussed in the post scheme as well is if you've got children's.
Rabbi, what happens is does the same apply with a candle as with the oil? If, say, a candle has gone out,
exactly the same. Exactly the same. Enough. Candles, no difference at all. Candles, no difference. So, what happens if you've got, let's say, what happens to children? Shegia lechinuch. Interesting, I saw the poskim speaking about that. Children of chinuch age. What did we say? What age is chinuch? Did we say about? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, what do you think? What age do you think that children can relate to Hanukkah? To a certain maturity, yeah, something like that. Do they? And they've got some leftover oils. I don't know. Do your children light with oil, with candles, wax candles? Yeah, yeah. Eventually, they get very. Children want melt. You do oil? Yeah, it comes to a point you can't get away with it. So the question is, do those children shegia lechinuch, their oil, can you just flush it down, or do they also the same halachas apply? Children shegia lechinuch, do you also need to be careful about bizui mitzvah or not? No kedusha at all. That's interesting. Yeah, what do you think? Yeah, the chinuch of that, yeah, 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 yeah. So the ma'aser of the poskim say no difference. You have to the children have to be also hooked to the mitzvah, and you have to see to that as well. You have to see to that as well. So don't put it in. An interesting shayla. I remember somebody asked. I forgot who. Maybe was it Gideon? I forgot. Somebody asked. Can you use the oil for Shabbos? Does anybody can you use it for Shabbos? That's right. Yeah. So the halacha is the poskim say that you can't use the oil, the leftover oil. You can't use it for Shabbos candles if you use oil for Shabbos. You can't, and you'll need to you need to burn it. You need to burn it. What about the oil in the bottle? What about the oil in the bottle? You bought. Let me just rephrase that a little bit. You bought a bottle of oil specifically for the purpose of Hanukkah candle. Chanukah candles for Hadlokas Nei Chanukah. You bought it specifically for that. That's what he meant. And you bought two bottles, and the second one, you didn't quite finish it. But it was designated in your eyes. You bought it for that particular purpose. Does it also become hooked to the mitzvosoy? I'm not talking about the oil in the menorah, the oil that remains in the bottle, that never went out of the bottle. Is that hooked to the mitzvosoy, yes or no? About the bottle? I don't remember. Could be, yeah.
About the oil that you said that
okay.
The same sort of thing, no?
Okay, it's in the bottle though? You say it's fine?
No.
It's fine?
Hey,
It hasn't been used.
Yeah, it wasn't made. That pottery, it wasn't made.
Good. Baruch Hashem, we're all going in the right path because that's what the Bi'alocha says. It doesn't say it in the Mishnah Berurah. In Bi'alocha, he brings from the Achronim. Bi'alocha, they were Masra Latzorich. I'm Mishnah Berurah, Mashiko Savnud, Yesh Poskin Shesoivrim Vechulum. Avol, says the Bi'alocha. However, Im Lokach Tzloiche Shal Shemen, if you took a glass bottle, out of a bottle of oil, Lenech Chanukah, for Nech Chanukah, Venishtamish Vimenu Kedei Tzokoi, and used you took from the bottle as much as necessary. Le kule alma, according to all the opinions, and anoisa bichlal bichlal moisa hashemen. Shebenei Chanukah, the leftovers is not considered leftovers as far as huksan mitzvah is concerned. And yes, it's perfectly fine. You can use it for anything else as well. You can use it for cooking if you want to fry whatever you want. Fry your chips in it. It's not a problem at all because it stayed at all times in the bottle. That's a nice shayla.
Sometimes you have two or three left over after
the little,
the triangle containers.
Yeah. That's a nice shayla, Rabbeisa. What do you think about that? What are they called?
That's in the shop.
Yeah, you know what I'm referring to? The pre-arranged, pre-made. Exactly. Yeah, you just need to break the top. You may have some leftovers. Okay. What's that? Can you use that if you want to keep the oil for, don't know how you're going to take it out, if you sieve it, I don't know, you want to keep, could you do that or not?
It won't be nice, it won't be good though, wouldn't it?
Can you use that oil though or not? Could you use that oil?
If anything else
though. That's right, the halach is it's fine. If you haven't, since based on an early Mishnah Berurah, not here, an early Mishnah Berurah says that if since you haven't done a mais on it, it's fine. You haven't done a mice on it. It was all in your mind. You haven't done a mice, therefore it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kot Nyud Ches, first wide line. Min Hashem El Atroich. Hainu Shaloi. Nosan Tchile Rak Ashir Adloke. You didn't just put enough shear for the lighting. V'nichpa Be'emtza. And you got blown out in the middle. V'noisar. And there's some leftovers. Lochei Nosan, therefore it's awesome. And now the key words. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say those key words. Mishnah Berurah does. The Hukta Le Mitzvasoi. It's set aside for the mitzvah. And this is why it's a problem. Hukta le mitzvasei, the also, and it is also le'enois mimenu and to have hanor from it. It's also to have hanor mimenu. I'm skipping a few words. If you go to the end of the line, v'da you should know the yesh poiskim, the authority should serve in the hold. Dim nosan hashemen bistam, hukta kol hashemen. Any oil that you've put in the glasses becomes automatically hooked to the mitzvah, even if it's more than a half an hour's worth of oil. Unless you made the condition beforehand. You can make a condition. You can make only what burns is going to become hooked to the mitzvah. Whatever doesn't burn remains fine. You can make such a shear. So if cotton you test addresses the following question. Can I keep the oil? Say I've got loads of leftovers which I've put in the leftovers loads. I've totally this. I've made the wrong chesh, but I've put much too much oil. And I want to keep it for next year. Can I do that? I know, ideally I should burn it, but I don't want to burn and waste all that oil. Can I use it for next year? Why not? Everybody agrees to that? Why not? Maybe ask what do you think? You can use it for, you can keep it for next year. You can keep the oil for next year, Rabbi Sai. Yeah?
Why not? Same mitzvah.
Same mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very interesting. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if God knew this, v'soiv v'vnei atzmoi, tele'ani, it's metayik from the Shulchan Aruch. Look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says, v'soiv v'vnei atzmoi, you should burn it. So the Mishnah Berurah is metayik that you have to burn it. You can't keep it for next year. Why can't you keep it for next year, it sounds like? Says the Mishnah Berurah, de'la'anicho le'shan ha'bol ne'echanuk ha'osu. No, you may not save it for next year. Yes, you may not. Even if you like to keep things aside for next year, you know, you're one of those that likes to keep things, matzah boxes for next year. Ever tried that? Yeah, you have a lot of box matzah that didn't get eaten up. You keep it. You can't do that with this. You can't save it for next year. Why? The chashino netakol, we're concerned about a mistake that may happen. We are concerned that maybe you're going to end up, after 6 months, you may not remember, what's that oil over here again? Oh, I forgot. Let's use it for chips. We're going to forget about that it was designated for mitzvah purpose. People after years, a long time, years, a long time, we were concerned that eventually you're going to forget about it. You're going to end up using it for a whole purpose. Therefore, it's no good. You can't do that. You can't save the oil for next year. Also. And you can't even keep it in a container that you're like a mostly a container, not a nice container, not a dirty container. You can't keep it there that either. Gam can also chashin on shemavol lidlok lehenas menu, because maybe you're gonna end up using it for oil for lights or for fire or something like that. Either way, we're concerned you're gonna end up using the oil for a chol purpose, which is no good. Why? From the bottle? The bottle is fine. Yeah, because this, we're talking about the oil which wasn't the menorah. Yeah, no, but it's part of the oil that was used. Just some leftovers. You know, right, and the Shulchan Aruch told us that if it gets mixed up, you need bottle, if you've got bottle b'shishim, that's fine. What would be the halacha if you haven't got... it's not bottle b'shishim. You got a bit of oil, and that goes into and you, by mistake, a bit of oil got mixed up with into a bottle of oil which you are allowed to use. So we're saying now that if it's bottle b'shishim, it's fine. But let's say you haven't got a shishim against it. You got that much oil which is also b'ano, and you got into a bottle which was semi-full, so you haven't got 60 against it. Would you be able to add oil now, mutadiga oil? Would you be allowed to add permitted oil to make it bottle b'shishim, to create a bittel b'shishim? Would you be allowed to do that? Yeah, does that apply here as well? Beautiful, that would be the concept. Does that apply here? Does that the rule apply for emvatel nisa l'chatchila?
Yeah.
So the Emma says that this is the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch. The imnis arev b'shemen acher ve'ein shishim levatloi yesh misha oima. Some say she'ein lehoisiv olav kedei levatloi. You cannot add in order to create a bittul. That's exactly the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch. This is the case Shulchan Aruch is talking about. You may not add oil in order to create a bittul. You can't add oil to make shishim. I guess you can't do that. And it's very similar. It's not identical to Envatlin Sechatro, but it's very close to that. And that's how we pass in the Maisa, that you can't do that. Although there is Mekilim, because by Issa Drabonon, there is Mekilim in Yoyodeh. By Issa Drabonon, you can be Envatlin Sechatchila in this scenario. But over here, the Maisa, we are Machme. But that's why the Shulchan Aruch is not such a strong Loshen. Yesh Misha Oima. Some say. And that's why. Because the oil may kill him. But Halacha Maisa, yes, the Halacha is, you cannot add oil to create a Bittul Lechatchila.